week we saw the locus of trail of ripping on Shabbos. So just do a quick azara of Kamala Sophis and to be mamshach. The Mishnah says in Shabbos of Hangimu Omer Aleph that Kreya Amanas looked for someone who rips on the condition of sowing Yechayiv. What long test malachas? So in some portion we learn that Kreya Amanas looked for is it Dako? Is it you ripping on the condition to sow? Let's say you rip not on the condition to sow, even though it's a tikkun, and only in Ithnu Abolim. However, the Mishnah Berurah and then in Simon Shemem, he says, from Kamar Yishayim, Alok Lamaisa, someone who rips, even not on the condition to sow, but it's a tikkun in and of itself, but even this is a raiso. Lamashal, someone who goes to the bathroom, buy more tissues, he wants to make an effort, ask him for toilet paper. So, if a person, what he wants to do, he wants to rip it. So if someone on Taino is now not good for you ripping it, just look connect and flush it away. It's now not good for the one Taino is only in the Abonim. Of the Abonim, the covenant of reason motor. Chalkas Yaakov, Tveres Ba'odom, Shari Tzuri Malofo. One Taino ripped the toilet paper straight, the Abonim, the covenant of reason. However, Lufina Mishnah Berurah, that says the Din of Korea does not need to be out and asked for a condition to reconnect it, but any taken is Issa Deraisa, Lukura, to rip toilet paper straight, you're even Issa Deraisa. We start with the Bayah of Masaka Mono. Therefore, what should you do? So the replacement say first, if you can, if it's possible, take the roll without ripping it, and listen to the connectors out to and leave it connected. However, sometimes it's still a problem of covered abrius, especially if it's a public bathroom, a yeshiva bathroom, so you can do it that way. So the replacement, what you should do, do it machinery. Once you do it with your elbows or with your teeth, I do a machinery, it's a dindarabonon in Korea, that's covered abrius, and 7 days, it will make all 4 covered abrius. Now there is a shalom among the Paiskim, what's better to do? You can ask a guy or do a Peshinoi, which one is better? Some Paiskim say to ask a guy is better, some Paiskim say you should do a Peshinoi is better. It's a shalom, Machlokes.
He has a
good Peshinoi
also.
Right, so maybe it's even better as a guy. We have to know if that can, yeah, it will be maybe even a better answer. So I mean, the safer Malach HaMenayach says you ask a guy to do a Peshinoi. Another thing we went through last time is the person has a safer that was not rip the pages for the first time is the pages are glued together. To rip it apart, even is the rice of my kapachish or kureo. However, let's say you already used the safe for a long time, the pages were disconnected, then afterwards they got reconnected. Unless we have a brichas amazon and chinam fell upon it, and the pages are now connected. So if the chinam fell upon Asius and said the Mishabur to separate them, it's a problem of ksivo. However, if the tchina fell upon the gilgin, upon the page of the side, to separate them is not an isser of not kureya, because it happened in Mela, and you do not have that to be mekayim, not need to for a kim. Therefore, there's no isser. So the shalom, the mitzvah is, what happens when it's connected? Can you check and use the part that's, that you can have it connected on top by the tchina, and you want to just read the bottom? Is there a problem that you might, that you have shash, maybe make gzeiro, they can rip the top also? Well, no, nicely, you're looking at the bottom, and there's no situation, you rip the top. So the Harker Shabbos, he was a tiny, he wants to say it's based upon a Gemara, brought on a look on Simon Chinches, that person when the leg breaks off a bench, of a chair, the look is you cannot move the bench or the leg, why? Because maybe you should show me a taco, maybe you'll reconnect it and fix it. So he wants to tell the same thing, you have a bench to connect it together. True, on the top, you can't now disconnect it out of Ksivo, or you can't disconnect it because that's not going to patch it when it was always that way connected. However, to said, look at the bottom, that's more to ever, you have a gzeiro, Shemi, you're going to correct the thing on top. That's what Shabbos says, maybe you have a gzeiro. Maisa, look at the fashion, Chaim Noam, says Shulchan, he says, not the way, he says, clearly you can look at the part that's not, that is not a problem of the prayer of Makapatush. And if it's Keshuvah, he says, motor of Hashem, Kama Paiskim. Doesn't call that one person, but just the words are, Kama Paiskim is motor. Clearly, if you have to look around, see people, they check on the bottom, and someone does open the top, the Maisa, look at the opposite, Keshuvah is motor. Well, again, as far as to make up your own gzera, you have no more card. Now, to use a tissue on Shabbos, so says Mishnah Berurah, it's a cotton mem hay in Sif mem. To use one Shabbos, if it's not a situation when you blow your nose, you rip its motor. That's clear. Even though it rips its motor, no isser. If it is a situation, you got a problem. But usually it's not a situation. Not a situation, you can use a tissue. Let's say do the other way. You already use a tissue. When I do, you put it in your pocket. A couple of hours later, you need a tissue again. So usually right now it's stuck together. Can you open up the tissue? Can you disconnect it? So the Lachor was saying from the Indian Korea that if you disconnect something that happened in Mimelo, we have no Kavodah for Kiyim, it's not to Lachor to open up a tissue where it got connected, not open it, there's no answer. However, there'll be a Bayah, a lot of times, or sometimes you know it's a situation when you open it, you start opening it, you see the rip already, the tissue that was never separated. Sometimes you rip, not the whole tissue itself. Now you're just connecting it to wake that stuff together. You just go, your mom's ripping it. Mechula be a bayat to open on Shabbos. I see people are makel, so it'll be a why, I'm sure. Mechula should be a bayat to be also to rip it on Shabbos. Mamish is great, which is a ticket. Could be mamish is the rest of Nochatzir mentioned is the Gemara in Beyad HaChamah from Beyad, something called Psikas Talish. Disconnecting something, the Gemara's case is when you have a box of rope around it. Cutting rope around the box is mutter. Says the Mishnah Berurah, we regard it as mutter l'chila to cut rope. No issue at all. Maisa, why? I use Kriya, it's ripping. Explains to be halacha, because the whole issue is Kriya Amnas Litfar. If it's not Amnas Litfar, therefore it's mutter. V'yadavim, Rafash Meir, the Maisa Mishnah Berurah did not need Amnas Litfar, the condition is so, as long as it's taken. They explain that the whole halacha of Kriya, ripping, is the opposite of sewing. If something is not deft to sew, the marshal, when a string breaks, how do you connect it? You make a knot. You tie it together. But the deft is not to do tefira. If something is deft, not tefira, then there's no kareya. Kareya is only the opposite tefira. If there's not shak tefira by a rope, there's not shak kareya by a rope. Kareya is only something that shak tefira. So based upon this head of Tzikas Talish, there will be numerous interesting cases that the boys can discuss. One shadow of the marshal is a shaitan on Shabbos combing it. And again now, Beis Hashem in the future, married a wife, can your wife comb her shaitel on Shabbos? They discuss numis yisurim, makarpatish, grazers, seisir, boina, menapit, makta, greya, and also on the chol. Just to go through it a little bit, the shalom that come up also get a greya. First, in Simon Shin Gimel in Sipchav Zion is brought down that a person cannot comb his own hair on Shabbos. A person cannot comb his own hair. Why? The person can explain the Mishnah Berurah. One reason is a psik ratio, your hair's going to come out. The second reason is nichalai, you want the hairs to come out sometimes. Two separate sources. The Mishnah Berurah says, what is the iser? Because being tolish, you go off the hairs, and if you're even iser of grazes, shearing. Mishkan, the one lampas malachas is grazes, you cannot shear the wool off the animal, is goff. Because the iser of grazes, therefore, just like you can cut off the wool to make whatever you want, the ears or the curtains, you cannot cut off the ear also. Because you're sharing it, off you go. You're going to subgrade it on your own here.
What's
Nichlei? It brings down from your Rivash, Tshuva, Shin Tzanik Dalet. It's Lashon Kinichlei, because sometimes you want the knots out, or sometimes they're already disconnected, and there's somehow Mududolam that makes it inside. It's even far as why it's Nichlei.
Very disconnected, so you're not
connecting. Yeah, but you know, it's Lashon Mududol, it's mixed inside, and you're still ripping part of it. So it's Nichlei, it's Kinichlei. But that's the Rosh's cash, which I've seen as cash for white. There are two swords, one is Nichlei and one is Psikresha. Psikresha even not Nichlei, even if you don't, not like Oruch. So, what about combing a Shaitel? I heard this, so the Eglital is subdued by Grazes. He says you can't comb a Shaitel. Also, now, being down with a loss of grazes, explaining the fashion of Kippi and Oviness of Grazes, not Shaitel. Grazes what? The act of disconnecting Cyrus from a person's goof. The Sarah is disconnected from the Gulf, it's on a shekel. There's no, it's not the Tzchi, it's not something that's alive to. Therefore, the person will say, I'm not even an Issa of Grazes, even though the Eglatav were not by Grazes. So what is Issa over? They discuss the shadow of Menapetz. Menapetz is one lamp test. Melechus, the Melechus of a Riga, in the weaving process, first what a person does is your Grazes, you should cut off the Behem as well. Second thing is Melapoi, you clean it. Third thing is your Menapetz, you comb it. One lump is lumped to comb something. So, if so, l'chura, combing mamish yishetul should be an ether of menapes, separating the ether together into separate ears. So, first shell is, if so, if there's ether menapes by yishetul, why isn't there not ether menapes in your own head? The Shmur says the ether of by own head is out grazes, and what is the ether? The ether is going to come out to gratia. Let's say it's not to gratia. So the Mishnah Berurah is mutter, and let's say not to gratia. Now, nikhla will be mutter. Why? The mice is so difficult, so you've been combing, you're doing menapes. Combing is one of the lampest and lampest. How can you do menapes on your own head? Everyone knows they can throw a brush or comb, there won't be a segregation motor. You're back to the same problem, menapes. Says the Egretali is two swears to be make or why it's called. It's motor is not menapes. One swear is because the whole thing of menapes combing is the melacha of the weaving process. What is menapes? It's separating the hairs of the wool in order to prepare it for tefillah for spinning it. Then when you comb your own head, it's not combing it to prepare for spinning. No one combs the head and they spin it, make it into a thread and then they weave with it. So it's not that way. Menapetz is combing a preparation for spinning. Therefore by your head, it's not shaykh menapetz, one swara. A second source says Eger Vital, Menapis, and that applies something to Chuba to a person's goal. Two separate sources, based upon this, says the Menachmanim, what about the Sheikhel? Depends upon the two reasons. If the reason why Menapis does not apply to your own head, because Menapis is a preparation for Tefillah for spinning, Sheikhel also when you come, is not preparation for Tefillah, like not only it's a Menapis of coming. Mashainkin, if you say that it's a Menapis, by your head does not apply, because Mechuba to your goal, by Sheikhel not Mechuba, and Menapis should apply by a Sheikhel. Therefore, the Sefer Kisra of Shabbos, the Sefer Lamatas Melachas, those who sworn say this, they want to be choshes, and say a person cannot come the Sheitel as Menapets. That means even if the hairs won't come out, it will still be over in Isser. Why Menapets? Why? Egwe Tal is a subject, they want to know, that's what Egwe Tal put it down, as Isser Menapets. So fine, according to Egwe Tal, it could be a subject. But myself, I mean, we'll see that the Paiskin Mechur cannot go that way. Paiskin don't go that way. The Paiskin never halak between what type of Sheitel you have. Do you have a human Sheitel, a custom Sheitel, or a synthetic Sheitel? It's brought down that the first one tied up by human or custom, it might be a psych ratio. However, by a synthetic, Sheitel is made out of, I don't know what, synthetic stuff, therefore it's much stronger, and therefore no problem with ripping, therefore it's brought down that Shom Zalman, and of Yashiv, and not of Lindru, to Chulay Shabbos. These places want to tie up that there's no issue of combing your Sheitel by synthetic. Why? Because the whole issue is out of psych ratio. So we seek believe that from Zalman and Yashiv, that whole issue is Menapets. And Menapets has nothing to do with ripping out hairs. Menapets is combing. So the Chura, again, truly, according to one text in the Egwe Tal, Chura combing is fatal by Yah Menapets. However, we see from Zalman and Yashiv, and Yom Zil, but they do not go that way. They hold by synthetic, Sheitel is more to become on Shabbos. No issue, the Chura, that means they hold no issue of Menapets. Another shadow by combing is fatal. I also give Kureya, every time you come with Sheitel, it's sick ratio, he is coming ripped out. Deep for the Orchid Shabbos, he wants to say you cannot come with Sheitel on Shabbos. Kureya, that's his swarm. Apsia Asar Sheni, because the Shulchan Kaino and Simkuf Melbog, he tainas no secret fellowsh. Just like in cut a rope on Shabbos, there's no Isser Kureya, because not Shachman has good for it, there's no Isser Kureya when it's a rope. What is here? Here is not worse than rope. It's not the definite fear to it. And therefore there should be no Isser of coming to Sheitel on Kureya. The Orchid Shabbos tainas back, he wants to say that right now it is connected, it is like a beggar. It's a chiddush. Pashas like Chayv Nol, the Chayv Nol Shech Tzikareya. And in this Tzikareya it's also in the Sefer Tosh and Lachas and Neisof, it's being down, there's no Tzikareya by a Sheitel. Why? Because the Tzor is Tzikas Tzolosh, it's only Mamash a string, and the string does not apply to the Tzor of Tzikareya. You maybe have to mavar where, how exactly they connect the hearers to the Sheitel. If they connect it by making it out, the Chayv Nol Tzikas Tzolosh. If they connect it by weaving it in, which I don't think they do, but I don't know if it is, and maybe you have a problem, the whole lot of Pesikas Tzolosh is not clear, I'm not split for it. Maybe the way you connect it is I'm not split for it, maybe you have a Baya. I'm just not sure if the Tzias how they connect it. Another Shalom question was caused is about Matir, when it was tied to a Kosher and Chor by ripping it the problem of Matir. Another Shalom of Sikarels and Satan Lach Shabbos and Chaim Nod, they say it's a Baya in the Chol, or Masakir Mono. So again, as far as Masakir Mono and Ubdin the Chol, the Chor will apply whether it's synthetic, whether it's human Shaitul. Because under the Chol is nothing to do with psychic ratio, and the Sakamana is nothing to do with psychic ratio. So the Chol, there seems to be two sides among Kombi Sheikh and Shabbat. Seems to be those who want Taino, it should be also whether he has come out or not. Why you get either from Sakamana, or from the Chol, Menapet, Shmuel Minister, Kisel of Shabbat, the Sigarellas, Chayim Noh, Sigma, Fesma Office. However, it seems a place in the Silly, for sure, the meaning, that people are making, they do come there on Shabbos, as long as it's not psychic ratio. A numerous form, bring it down that way, as long as not secretion, you can call me Sheitel. From Zalman, the Yashiv, you know, the Zilbo, the Arfa Shabbos, Kulturay Shabbos, Vincha Shabbos, the Art Scroll, you know, or the Tzian, they all go that Mahalach, as long as not secretion, it's more to the call on Shabbos. That seems to be certainly the minute, seems that the numerous person can do go this way. Now, it's not a Shabbos yet, no, what is a Sheitel? Is it secretion? It has come out of math. So it's interesting that all the Tzian says, all Sheitels are not secretion. I think about before, he spent so much money, thousands of dollars, and he has come out to it. You don't want it, it's certainly not Nichleh, that's part. And why is the Chor not, in one side, all Shadels are not Psyk Ratio. Shadels, because Ketubis won't say, Mamash HaKeh, that all Shadels, even synthetic, are Psyk Ratio. And it seems that Shabbos Zalman Yashim in the middle, that synthetic is not Psyk Ratio, human here is Psyk Ratio. Fine, the Matthias, I don't know what the argument is, maybe they show different Shadels, different here, I'm not sure, but the Chor, the Ket is very simple. Just go try and we'll see. If it's a psikratio, you get a bayah, according to most poskim. If it's not a psikratio, the chur should be mutter. It won't be a bayah. Now, sometimes people want to be megal. The girl will say that the nakon yatzai, because my shaita is so messed up, so terrible, and therefore I ask Come Shabbos, that's the only thing I'm knocking off without my shekel. That's the case, God, every reason is also. The case we won't be making while Shabbos dies, he wants to go outside, so I can't sell my stuff, my shekel. That's also clearly on the place to say. That's not good package. That's the second one. So forget, they should not tie it's so terrible I can go outside. That's the worst way that the Kulam is also to give one. Now, do you have to use a Kli Yuchalakach for combing your shekels? The Mishpura says by on here that you should use a Kli, that the minute is you use a Kli Yuchalakach when it's a case that's not Psikresha. I mean, let's say when I comb your hair with a brush, that's all, that won't be a Psikresha. The one time it will be Mutter, only with a Kli Yuchalakach in Mishpura. Love it by a shekel. So, for Shabbos, he's Mesopic, I'm not sure what the topic is. Elvis brought down the Shmir Shabbos, the Rosh Hashanah says it has to be a Kli Yuchalakach. Because Ketubah is that way to Tuvah Shabbos. Even if you want to make one, come your Shetel on Shabbos, it has to be a Kli Yuchalakach. Another Shetel based upon the Svara of Sigis Tolish is what about ripping cotton on Shabbos? You have a cotton ball, you need to put it upon your wound, or other cases, you want to rip cotton on Shabbos. Is it Aser or is it Mutter? So the Shulchan Shloim went to the Shin Mem, Shlom Zaman, in Oren and Tess, being done ripping cotton, Sigis Tolish, again, same Svara. The whole Issa of Kreya is Kreya Masmet for something that's a string, a rope, for Shalom is Mutter. Therefore, cotton, what are you ripping? It's just a string to hang out. It's Sigis Tolish, cutting a rope is Mutter, cutting cotton is Mutter. That's what he writes in Shulchan Shloim, we inform him, like Sariyad. In Shire Shams, Bukhasai, in Perek of Ches, Perek Lamarei, it's brought down from Zami, he's also making on cotton, but for three separate reasons, not the reason Sigis Tolish, three different reasons. First of all, it ties off after Shulchan Aruch Rav. Shulchan Aruch Rav says that Kreya is not Shaykh, but something that's Be'etzim is one cup. Or a leather is one piece, not Kreya. But in plastic, one piece, not Kreya. Kreya is only something you took different things put together and disconnected it. If you want to say Chiddush, then Mai said that cotton is better than one piece. And therefore, disconnecting one piece according to Shulchan Aruch Rav, there's no issue. Two things. First of all, it's a Chiddush say it's clear one piece. Pashas is not. Mai said three times. Void, as he himself points out, the Alakha and the Paiskim argue in Shulchan Aruch Rav. They say it's against you, Shalmi. We don't go that way. But that's one theory behind this. A second Svara, he says, that Kreya is only something that has Korech to rip apart, but something that says words on the Gia Kali, touch it lightly, the breaks very easily, that's not Kreya. Again, the Magen Chiddush Svara, I don't know, it doesn't break that easily, cotton. But he says, since it, you pull apart very simple, very easily, that's not Kreya, that's Kreya. Something you have to rip, that's Kreya. Something that touches very easily, breaks apart very easily, that's not Kreya. The third story of time is that the here's around the cotton, the outside is bottled to the inside. And therefore it's like, just like you rip a bag around the potato chips, because the bag is bottled to the food, or then you can rip also the cotton is bottled to the ikker. It's not to the Kreya, it's still nothing at all. Each one as far as a Chiddush on by itself, and the Mice and Shmir Shabbos is Mekul. In the regular prints. Also is Mekul to Sliezer, the Yaskal Abdi, and the Muram Gris, those three people also make a ripping cotton. However, very personal mice are mapped, where it's brought down, of Yashim holds map, is it in the Raisel, the Be'em Moshe holds in the Abonon, and the mice to Yaakov, or the Tzion, the Menucha the Choyne, the Chodashani, the Oymer, numerous places they hold the Oymer, is a ripping cotton on Shabbos. Therefore, according to this, from Zaman, in the Meluim, to Shmir Shabbos, he says he's Choyzer, why to be Choyzer for the Machmirim? Not that he doesn't hold the Besorahs, he's Choyzer that you should be Choyzer for the Machmirim, to be Oymer Nisar, of the Yerayta of the Raisel. And therefore, you should be choishes, and therefore, I think the meaning of the mice are not to have cotton and Shabbos, because even Shlomo Zalman, he's the one to make all three as far as the Imam is Kaddish, and therefore, he's choishes and says the person cannot rip cotton, so we know the oil cannot rip cotton on Shabbos. Now, to go back to the second Torah, is something that you can touch easily and rip, that's not Kureyam. Where did he get it from? He gave the Marshal to him. Kuri Akvish, spider webs. So everyone knows before Shabbos, you have to take away spider webs before Shabbos. Mishra Ruhin, Simon Reishnur, the big example, El Rabo. So the Mishra Lukama Shabbos to take away his spider webs. The Simon Reishnur, the thing down again, the Mongol Ram, the same Alapha, take away his spider webs before Shabbos. Five Sabbaths, the Indian Lapi Sari, the Kavachayim, take away his spider webs before Shabbos. What's the Sari? I'm Kavachayim. However, let's say you forgot or came on Shabbos, you had spider webs, what do you do? So, you want to get rid of them? So first one by Yad, it's in taking down its Muksa. Some of them true, it's Muksa, but my if it's in your house, it's Grafshari. His get of Grafshari is something that's moist, you don't like it, it's Inimus. And therefore, of Grafshari, you can take away the Yadai, it's Muksa. Another shadow among the Paiskim is Tolu Shmin and Mechuper, my colleague is a Paiskim and it's Mutter, to take off of Tolu Shmin and Mechuper, which is not one is Mekel. And the third shadow is, what about Kareya? You're ripping it. The same as Shalom, it's not Kareya, why? You touch it, it's very simple. The same as for the Gear Kyle, touching it is very simple, but no, it's not Kareya. Nice, another story, a simple story called Tangent, the same twice from Locha says, it's Psigit Polish, it's not a string. A string, we said, not Shaykh, it's of Korea. Rope is not a Korea. So again, a spider web should not be anything better than a rope, and the chur should not be again the Isser Kriya Alt Psikis Talish. But based upon the swara of something that touched very simply and it breaks and rips, there won't be any Isser Kriya who acts a shadow of the Oyemoy discusses. People they get shirts back from the cleaners. And sometimes people are very makbid, the pockets that are starch, no one should touch them and open them. Very makbid. Why? Each one has their own mishigas. But people are makbid not to open them. Stays there for a couple of days, and then they finish with it for the laundry, and they want to be closed. Are you allowed to open it on Shabbos? So sometimes your friend tries to open the lachem on purpose. Is he allowed to do it on Shabbos? It's great, it's ripping. Look upon the Svarah of Shlom Zalman, the Giyah Kala. True, when you're weird, it doesn't separate very easily, but my said it's very simple for it and very easy to separate it. So even though maybe a person wants it, it's kavana, and he'll only give it to the cleaners because he starts it together, if you have no heter of being it, so maybe it'll be kavana. Why do you want it? And even if you are the one person who's not the Lakura, he's the Khurish, according to Shlom Zalman's Svarah, the Giyah Kala, there's no Isser Kriya. Khur, the same thing, you know, you got his pocket, and if they can open, there won't be any Isser Kriya. It's very simple to disconnect it. To get involved with the Ikashayla of why do people open up things on Shabbos, of tax potato chips, why do people open up ices with paper around it. Now why, so what is it in the car to be mekel? So go through the makilim now. This is a tesefto in Shabbos per gezayin, in Be'er per gimel. Tesefto says, kareya otum es ha'or api ha'chodes. A person who can rip or api ha'chodes on Shabbos, except for Vatlo Yilasa Zinut, as long as you don't make a spout. Otherwise, you allow it to rip an Ora Fi Yecholus. This halacha is brought down by Beis Yosef, the Mor Avram, the Mishnah Brun, Simon, Shin Yud Al Tzakon Chafei, the Graz, the Chaznish, the Moshe, the place can be done as halacha, that a person could career or a Fi Yecholus. A person could rip leather upon a Yecholus. I said, why? It's career, it's ripping. What is the answer? So once for, again, the Shulchan Achrab, he wants to be right, he's Mahala, he wants to tie it something, it's one thing, there's no Yisrael career. What's the right of this tesefto? Or, it's one piece thing. You might rip it, create only thing that piece of paper stuck together, you broke it. Ever something has been seized in one plastic, or there's no issue of Korea. The Tzesha Shulchan goes with this malach, the Tila Dovah goes with this way, the Shairim, Pok Tavah Koin goes with this malach. However, again, the place can argue and they say there's Yishami against it. There's a truth in the Yishami, but the Bialacha says no, and the Moshe says no, and the Chaznish says no, they all said Yishami is against it. Fine, so well, even though the Idigraz and malach, what seems to be Mekubal, at least in the good facts of Pachas, is that we won't call this Malach, but Shulchan Aruch Rab. Even though the Shmir Shabbos and the Shlom Zalman always seem to be the star of the Shita of the Grants, but certainly to be set upon a lot of Ladanah. The star of Kinsang. So what the Maisa of Chan is the Sefer? Sefer says a person can rip or up here Pachas. Why the Maisa of Korea? Yogan Issa, Teresa, Rabbanon, why is the motor? So what Malach, Ramosho, Narchaim, Chelik Aleph, Simon, Kul Chavez, he says that ripping the Ora is a Kilkul. And true kilkul, the mission of the Kofei on the Bayes in Shabbos says, is potavol also. However, comes along the Tesefta, come tell you Chiddush, that kilkul the Tzerach Shabbos is mutter by Korea. We have a Tesefta, come tell you that true is a kilkul, but the Tzerach Shabbos by Korea is mutter. And that's if you look in the Chayotum, his words are, Smamash Rabbi Gnan Tesefta, he says these words throughout. He calls Tesefta differently, he says, Kelim shekarchul sav v'piyam, the beggar that are, v'karchul the neshicha, you have Kelim wrapped around them, a beggar that are, whether it's leather or beggar, and you put around it with rope, and you can't take it off. Mutter l'karam, you can rip it. Why? She'eli elo mekalkal mutter l'tzarech Shabbos. So the Chayotim, why? It's kilkul l'tzarech Shabbos. It's mutter, kilkul l'tzarech Shabbos. Same exact words brought on by the Kishon Aruch, the Dain Fish and Chalik Zayin goes this way, that we have one mahalach of Shat and Shabbos, why ripping bags and Shabbos is mutter. Why? Atzkereya, again the other assumer can allow, but specifically Atzkereya, kilkul l'tzarech Shabbos, and the deceptor is mutter. Once for a second swara, another way to understand it, is that loko in Simon Shinya Dal Sevches called Chaislus. Chaislus means that, for example, you have food, you could put on Shabbos. Why? You can think about why you might should be a bayar kareya, but rather you could put on Shabbos. The peel around the food, you can also rip. You have an orange, you can break off the peel. Why? You can think about why. But nice, that's quite, no one will tell you, you cannot rip the peel around the orange. That's quite, if you can. The case of Chaislus is, you have tomorrow that got spoiled already, you have dates, and you put them inside a salad, inside a basket. Now this basket is made out of kappas tomorrow, or palm branches, that we have basically from the lulavs you make into a basket, and you put the tomorrow inside. The death was to leave it inside until it got cooked, and they wait to eat, and then they would break off, mom would destroy this kappas tomorrow, they would break the basket. I even instead of breaking the basket on Shabbos, says the Gemara Shulchan Aruch, it's like a klipa, it's like a shell. Just like you with food, you clip a shell, this basket around the tamar is a shell. It's just like a shell of an orange, you clip an orange shell, you clip also a basket, it's a shell to the tamar inside. Therefore it says, Briyashu, in the same person office, Mishvam Mizamun, Shemir Shabbos, the Shishi Shabbos, that's Shabbos, the scepter of Apiyah Chavis. The oil is bottle, it's only a klipa to the wine, and the ik is the wine, and this is only something holding the wine. So therefore you can destroy the thing around that has something inside of it. It's only klipa. There's your bag of tail chips. What is that? That's only shell for the tail chips. That's, again, we have two swords to make. Well, one sword is either you have a Moshe's kilkul to have Shabbos, you open up a bag, it's a kilkul, have it to have Shabbos to get through that smutter. The second swore is, it's a klipa to shell armor. The Moshe, even though he has a different Shabbos scepter, in this tribute of Moshe, he said the same swore, he agrees with Shabbos poiseless. He agrees, he just said that's not Shabbos scepter. So come on, Moshe said both swords. He said one of the swords killed to Shabbos Mutter. Void had to close place. Two separate swords. Moshe agrees that does not be my focus here. So come on, one had to kill to Shabbos. The second had to hold close place. Something is a cleep as a show. And Chaznish has a third malach in this deceptor, which also won't be much of a steal. The same word, this the sword how it comes out is different. Chaznish says, what is Pshat HaKorei Orga? He says, because what are you coming to do? You come to get the food out, not coming to Korea. He explains, it's not pshat that the Havet saying it is the or is bottled the food. It's not in the chetzor, it's in the gavro. What are you coming to do? You're coming to get the food out, you're not even a sir. He says, the marshal, if you're coming to rip the or off your chavis, why? Because you're angry, you just want to rip the or, you're even a sir. You're coming to rip. You come to get the food out, come to get the food out, that's what you come to do. And he also conveys the chavis, he conveys the same concept. You come to get the food out, the klipas to help out for the food is for the food. So you rip it. To get the food, he says that we are chashkosa, they are kilkul, it's not a walk, it's also a klipa. So it comes out basically, the chandish also holds, it was a kilkul, it's a Shabbos, or a klipa, it had a chosla, same idea, just a different swarish of way. It's in the kava, not in the chetzo. So again, we have among the places, two reasons why very quickly to make home. One swar is, kilkul is mutl, it's a Shabbos, chayotam, kishmarer, chamoisha, and nishal amalach. And I'll tell Shani, but mutl amalach, that something that's a klipa, shell, a shell does not mean dark, a shell can mean even a basket. That also is mutl tzar Shabbos. That's the help for Zalman of the Yashar Shishu Shabbos. And the Moshe agrees also this malach. Chadish, it says you have to come to take out the food from inside. It also Chadish because of this malach. Now we declare this heter of either Chayshvus or the Tesefter, both cases are talking about whether you have tomorrow inside or wine inside. Is it dark or food? Well, let's say you have a bag around your napkins, around your forks, plastic forks. Can you open up the bag in Shabbos? Is that the food or not? And that's when we look in Teresh Nisrael, Ishchav Dalad, and Kekala Shabbos, he brings down to Sefer, he says the words of Chayotam, and says that the food. Sounds like that the food. Now, Yashav Teresh Malachas, his grandson, has brought down and said, Yashav held that the food. I hear some of his Hamidim, they seem to have another mouth of Yashav, different way of understanding it, each time what Yashav holds. However, again, if you write the words of the Chayotam very clearly, he does not mention that one word of food. The deceptor says Yain. When he says it, again, I'm saying word to word, what happened was a kelim, was some of PM, but back at the Arab, a Kotham Mashiach, he had a kelim, wrapped down, back at Mutta Kilkul Tzor Shabbos. Doesn't mention Eichel, doesn't mention wine, mentions nothing. His head is what Kilkul Tzor Shabbos Mutta. If you need silverware for Shabbos, and it's in the bag, you want to rip it before. You need that napkin to Tzor Shabbos. So you want to rip it, of course, it should not be any answer. Do not mention the word of food. Same thing in the Kishon Lashon, that way, the Bishon Zalman writes a clearly in Shmir Shabbos, he wants to bring you right from the Kavah Chaim and the Tashpatz. We'll say Tashpatz says you can break something to get a shape out, shape is not food. Even though it's more by case of clean, not by Kareah, but we want to say the same thing by Kareah, also not like of food. The Moshe clearly in Shuvah says even by an envelope, except it's not Tashpatz Shabbos, also not food. The Chaznish also says, also not like food, not be food. So again, the question say, this heter, either the Sefer of Kareah or this heter of Klipa, is signed by food and signed not by food. There are two interesting cases where we're placing bring this down, Ladakh to get to Shabbos, the din of Chayslis of a Klipa. One case is that they used to bring cars, maybe they still do, but they used to bring cars from Chutzlaret on a boat inside crates. And they put in crates for the cars not get scratched or banged up inside wooden crates. We could get the Irish Israel, the crates were there, they were worth nothing, just throw it away. The Shabbos can use those crates in your sukkah as fach. Lach is if something is a kli and was a kli, even if you break it, you cannot use it as chak. The shaila was, is it a kli? So in the Kiras Yaakov and Sukkot Simeon test, the stipler brings down this case about crates in the car, and wants to say, maybe it's chayslis. It's only a kli. It's only a shell wrapped around the car to protect it. It won't get sin if it went away. It's meaningless. He doesn't want a paskin, but he says his son, Mchakineski, Esachaznish, it was Mekum. It says he can use it for sukkah, no problem. It's chaisless. It's a kleem of alma. It has no shem kli. And he said, the Chazan said, Chodesh Tosai, that he holds that it's possible, it's better, it does not have a shem kli, and therefore you can use it mamash for a schach and Shabbos on sukkah. But again, we see, first of all, that Rav Dafka kli, and this concept of chaisless goes in Gan Shas. A lot of times we see it's brought down in the different halachas, the Moshe has a shuv in Yodayah. The person has a bottle of wine, he finishes the bottle of wine, and after he used the bottle to put other stuff inside of it, or a problem of Tefillas Kelim, who was made by Goy, and he still now has it, and now has it, and he's clearly up to Tefillas Kelim. So the Moshe, why did the Goy give you the bottle? Gave it to you because he wants to give you wine. But no interest in giving you the bottle, except he has to give you a klipa, something to hold it in. So the Moshe is like faceless. He gave you a klipa. You're using it now as a kli. You made a dikli. The Goy didn't make a dikli. He gave you a shell. You made a dikli. You made a kli, but not the Tefillas Kelim. In that case, I think the mini is supposed to be machmir, do tell people it. Don't take this right or much l'chaisis legami. But nice, we see this concept that in the l'chaisis means the etim is mamash, it's a clean of alma, we don't not look at this glass far mamash being a clean at all. So, again, the fact that in the kreo, we have two heterim, we have a heter of kreo, we have a chavis, that either it's kiltel, mutlis, or shavis, or we have this heter of, that it's a clean for tishel. Again, our person, we're going away, chayodon, kishponorov, Chaznish, Shamzal, Yashav, Bebe, Kuli, Nehom, is no issue at all. And the Chor, to rip a bag, destroy a bag on Shabbos, to get the food outside, that's Korea, there won't be a Baya. Korea, there shouldn't be a Baya. That's for, that's the Tzad Mekilun. How about Tzad Sheni? Let's go back again, Chaisless. What's Pshan Chaisless? We had different, what's Pshan Chaisless? Says the Pimgodim. The reason why Chaisless, why do we open this Klipa, this Sal, this basket around the Tmarim, he says, that go by the case of we have Tmarim inside, and this creep around it, this salad is coming to help it being cooked. Beds and the tomorrow was spoiled. You put it inside this basket, it helps it being right to be an oichel. It's not much like a creep. A creep is what? A shell to protect the food, to help it come with good food. The orange, a shell around it, is always there to help the orange itself. Here the salad is coming to help the thing inside. Masha Enkein, when we have our bags around our potato chips, does not help it, just keeps it the way how it is. So the people says that the Prima Golem, what is the head to the Chaislois? The head to the Chaislois is not one of the a Klippa, it's working like a Klippa, it's working like a shell. Hell, it's not keeping it, holding it, that's nothing. It has to work like a shell, by Chaislois, the tomorrow, the dates inside is being cooked and being helped by the basket around it. The people says the Prima Golem and the Shur Knesset Zagdela is not a head to by that, the tomorrow helping being cooked in all the cases. Based upon this, no, not good enough. That's a, he said, that's a base kibble of alma. Base kibble.
Keeping it fresh.
That's something. That's not helping it come going to be a food. It is a food. Just keeping it as is. Based upon this, Pima Gona has a case of machzela. This person has a mat that ties to it. Mamish ties food to it, mamish. And the perish inside of it. The issue is so big. Is that a klipa or not? Because that's even attached. It's physically attached. Is that a klipa? Is that a klipa or not? He's tzorachim. Mishabua, how's he do? What's he do? He brings on the case of machzela to the mat. That means he wouldn't like the Prima Golem of Malach and Chaislis. And Mishvur understood Pshat Chaislis is that when it helps it, Mamish become a Klippa. Either in the Subic when it's sold to it, Mamish, however the Chor Pshat is, when it's not a Klippa Golem, when it's coming to help something to cook, that the case of Chaislis. Chor Pshat Mishvur. That means Mishvur does not have his head to, the Pshat will say, of every case of Chaislis is a Klippa. Chor Mishvur does not go that way. Chaislis disagrees. But Mishvur does not have his head to, of a Klippa by all cases. Only the one case, when it helps it become worried to be a food. So, Mishavud is like, one Shavar is Chorot Mishavud, not all. The second Shavar we said is Kiltel Tzarek Shabbos is Mutter. The Bialacha in the beginning of Simin Shini Dalet, by the case of Kiltel, his words are, Loi Mitzini Shum Shvus, we do not find any Shvus that's Mutter Tzarek Shabbos by Avdei Yisrael. We don't find any time Alok Lamaisa brings down in the Gemara, we show you, we're actually maybe that way. Alok Lamaisa, there's never a Shvus, as case by Kiltel, that's Mutter Avdei Yisrael Tzarek Shabbos. That means that the Mishabur did not hold either heter, not the heter of Chaislais, the way the Achonim understand it, and not the heter of Kilkul Tzarek Shabbos. That means Chod Mishabur, Pasha is being Machmer. And Mishabur according to him, I don't know what the heter is to open up bags of potato chips on Shabbos. And that's when Mishabur said Mishabur being Machmer, he had to answer up the Tsefto. And they did not see anybody who answered Pshat the Mishtavur. But Mishtavur and Simon Shemem by an envelope on Shabbos says a person cannot open up an envelope to get the letter out on Shabbos. I and my says Kilkul Tzarek Shabbos Meli or I and my says Chaislis. He says, however, the only thing you do is either is a Tzarek Gadol or Ayde Goy. Yeah, maybe that's what it says. You want to hold on, some chat, that's fine. So if otherwise they're going, give Mr. Rowe nothing more than that.
Fine, so we have Mr. Rowe for the afterwards.
Michael, the minute you see Michael, that's close. There's a mice up in numerous years ago that they Pepsi, they have around it their cat, and they have a ring around it. Shalom, opening on Shabbos, my colleagues are Faiskim. So what they did, they made something called the Pekak Shabbos. A Baal cap made Miuchat for Shabbos. They had the Baal cap, they did not have the ring there, and due for security, they put a plastic on top of it. Just like by a wine bottle, that plastic on top, they put plastic on top, the bottle of Pepsi, on top of the Pekak Shabbos, and they had no ring to it. So the making the Pekak, the cap, was mutter. The only thing they had to do was rip up the plastic. That's what Pepsi did. Where did Pepsi get his cover from? He got one from Mr. Grell, that says mutter, because he goes to Chavnish. But both of those mutter, Vyashvel's mutter, for Shabbos, the Shmir Shabbos, and also other places came dying twice, Tisliyaz and Shubis from August, they all held Pekak Shabbos as mutter. Mr. Kavanaugh likes to tell you a story that Mayor Bransford, Pnei Basin, walked into the B'dat and says, if you don't take off your Yashkot, I'm leaving the B'dat. Chashash to Reis, the Mr. Gruel, Tzor Kodala, Ali Dei Goy, but more than that, Avad is also. And Avad, he came to Mekel, and Mayor Basin has a tshuva about this, in Chelik Gimel, and Avad, he wants to have it also. So my son, as far as I understand, I don't see it anymore, but guys say they still sell it that way, just they're not fasting it. People say they still get it, they still buy it, even though there's numerous years already. But nicely, they're not a farce and no one seems to see it anymore, at least I don't see it anymore. But, so nicely, we see, Yerichal Yisrael, certainly the Bdats gave Ashkoch on it, the Gdolim, the Bnei Brak, and Yishlam, they gave Ashkoch on it, the only one who was against it, the Knei Baisim. Now, again, answer the Mishnah Brua itself here. So, nicely, why make it against the Mishnah Brua? Why do I say, Mechul Mishnah Brua is being Achmer? I haven't seen a good Teretz, I love to hear a good Teretz, John the Mishnah Brua. So one of this person can help me drop on them, drop on them. You should be listening to them. Second story is, my son, the minute you see Michael already, we see ready for your Chodesh Tainas, and make Michael and Chayas Ali want to say, should not be the minute, want to say they're wrong. My son, ready for 100 years ago, the minute you see Michael. The third story is, who's the place in Chayadom and the kids are Moish Chaznish, the Meister Michael also. The fourth is, my son, you can say, my son, who says Kibir Samech on Chayadom? Who says Kibir Samech? I'll tell you who says Kibir Samech. Chodes Chaim himself. Chodes Chaim wrote two swarm, and then wrote numerous swarm, but he wrote a swarm called Machin Yisrael, and he wrote a swarm for Nidcha Yisrael. What he wrote before he wrote Chelek Gimel was printed, and what was printed after he wrote Chelek Gimel, Mr. Brewer. I mean, don't tell me what was before Chelek Gimel was after. In there, he writes the Lachos of Shabbos, and he quotes Kamat word for word the Chayodom, and he mamash quotes these words. He writes, Kilkul Tzor Shabbos and Moti, he writes the words of the Chayodom. These words, says the Tzeptan, says these words. One of them says the Tzeptan on the Chayodom, and this Tzeptan, the Chayodom says the Tzeptan upon it. True, you want to tell me the Chavetz Chaim did not hold that way, but you want to put if a Pesach Chai Israel, Mini Chai Israel, Yisham Yilisbor, Chavetz Chaim, he himself says Kibbutz Chaim Mechopar. Mini
Chai
Israel, Mini Chai Israel. Once Machni Yisrael, the shoulders of Mini Chai Israel for the Americans. Right, once an American with the shoulders. What? So, right, if you look in Mini Chai Israel, Machni Yisrael, there are, he goes and gets himself, I know these seven times, it's time to cool the side of Homer. Goes against him, when he passes against Chayodim, he holds the right, he writes the Be'al Ofa. And Chayodim says Motor, and he goes against himself, and he writes, okay, from the, like this case, look cool. He goes both ways. He held, as the mice a few years ago, with the Zemel meet in the Ashkofas over here. So the Chadish says, Kiddur, the Chadish says, it's mice is also. Why? After Chayodim. Because he says you have to have a Messiah of poor meat. And my son, why Chayadim wouldn't hold all the places in the Pesach? He said, because Chayadim is the Kobo Pesach and Chayadim. When he was around, he was a Pesach against Chayadim. Right? Chotzan, on the way also, Tzai the Kula, Tzai the Chum against himself. Tzai in the Machne Yisrael, which is to the Russian army, true. Tzai Nidche Yisrael to the Americans. Each one, he held, is enough to be sent with him. So my son, certainly that is a meaning of your vehicle. However, Havel Maisa, at the Kovat Shabbos, Moshe himself writes, Kovat Shabbos, person should be Machmir, and any slave, and anyone who writes any slave about opening in Shabbos, says a person with Katkhila should open up everything before Shabbos. That's a portion of the cool one, we should do that with Katkhila. If not, Elu Dirwe Kim Chaim, and this will exactly what to do. Just Messiah, in Ois Indian, people ask me constantly that they do now in the Shlaim, and they don't go to the Kreisel for 30 days, outsourcing Korea, out to Korea. Do they have to go back to Korea or not? So it's put down Simon Topkov Samachalif over there, which I true from Abbas. He said the person who lives in Yerushalayim and does not go, he said, well, luckily he should have to go back to Korea. However, the minig is not to. He writes, he should have the minig is not to. The minig is, the person who lives in Yerushalayim, the minig is not to. So what about Yerushalayim? What does it mean? Does it mean the old city? Like someone will say, what does it mean even outside the old city? hanok by the gun as far as it can be. So he could show him the ism, and he said that it means, and examples are even hanok, even by the gun, that is also the Yerushalayim. He says again, mekadin a person that has a chiv to have the meaning is not to. And he says, why? The fact that you did not go to the Beis HaMikdash and you live in Yerushalayim, that itself shows you have no tzar nor gosher for the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, how can you ask fear when you yourself show you have no tzar nor gosher for the Chorban Beis HaMikdash? And it's written over there, there's voice of sometimes, and the fact that you did not go, that itself you should ask fear. But not having a gosher, you should ask fear. However, after lachal, the meaning is the not to ask fear. So, myself, everybody is in Shiva's mirror, to go see the keeper, the dome with Esmer for the Ikka, I mean it's the Chorban on Korea, you just have to walk to the end of the Chomei Sharm. It's not much less, it's a 7-minute walk from here. So you have to go to the waist, going to the bus, now back, now forth, make more time for lunch, security reasons. Nice and very simple, once every 3 days, there's no reason a person not go see the keeper of the dome of the rock. And the Chor, that's enough, there's the Indian on seeing the Velas, on seeing the Chorban, and seeing the Makam HaMikdash. And myself, I feel that working in the office of Shabbos, we're going to do Shemir Shabbos, and we're going to do the Bina Adayat.